Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love to share how our love for astrology and how we see it unfold in individuals' lives, in the politics, and in the metaphysics of the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where it is absolutely perfect weather for a change. And I am normally joined by Anne Ortley, who's taking some time off for her health, and Mark Waltz, who is dealing with visiting relatives. With Mercury retrograde, we're lucky if one of us got here. So we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde and the aspects of the moment and how to work with it today. If you want to call in later and ask me a question, 347-215-8881 is the number. And I had a couple of questions asked about transits, the nature of transits, and the effects of squares, trines, the way the dance between the planets. We talk about your natal chart as being your primary musical instrument, and where the planets are today, and where they are by progression, where they are today, is what's being played on your musical instrument. So when a planet from in the sky, so say the Sun or Mars, squares or opposes, those are aspects that have right angles that have some tension in them, it challenges you. But a challenging aspect in your natal chart or from a transit can be just what helps you grow. And I think of often it's the teacher that told us to buck up and deal, or asked us to, told us that they believed that we could cope with something, that pushed us a little harder than we would have pushed ourselves, which helps us grow the most. And I see the squares and oppositions like that. They are situations that want us to expand and to grow, but there's a certain tension in it. I remember Neil Mickelson, who did this first major ephemerises and still is working in the field, but turned out some wonderful ephemerises back when we still carried our books around. And he signed mine at an astrology conference with the blessing, "May you integrate all your squares," which I thought was such a wonderful way of putting it. The oppositions are what the Sun and Moon form when they have on the full moon. And that is, it asks you to grow through a certain tension, an opposition. It has more in common than the square does, but it's still got that intensity of focus. And that tension that you really need to find a way to resolve, but it asks you to grow and stretches you, and you see the two opposing sides, like having two friends who have very different opinions, and you understand both of their points. The trines and sextiles, which are aspects that are within the same polarity, yin or yang, or they're in the same element, fire, earth, air, water, are much more buddies and friends, and the Thelma and Louise aspect of a sextile, or the, finding someone who speaks the same language as you do in a foreign language, which I think of as the trine. They took easy communication, but easy communication isn't always what makes you grow. Your best friend may not be who confronts you the most. So we need those combination of ease and buddy aspects and those tense aspects in our chart and in our life. When we think of the people whose planets affect our chart, if their planets square or trine, they can be like a permanent transit to our chart, forming the same kind of aspects and pushing us to grow or helping understand us and help us feel understood. And again, we need that diversity and that variety within our chart. So in today, the Sun has just gone into Leo. Mars is also already at 14 degrees of Leo. Mercury and Venus are at 26 degrees of Cancer. Mercury is still retrograde, has retrograded back into Cancer, and bringing our minds back home. Even though the Sun is in Leo and it's moving closer towards Mars in Leo, we have this, you know, can we just curl up and be safe for a little while? The Moon has just entered Taurus, and overnight, early tomorrow morning, it will conjunct Uranus. And that's such an interesting paradox, because the Moon in Taurus normally wants us to just get cozy and get home and cuddle up and have some macaroni and cheese, some comfort food, and encourages us, what helps us feel safe and secure and solid. If you go to push someone while the Moon is in Taurus, which it is for 2.5 days every month, you don't get very far. You know, we can really stick our heels down and get stubborn. Cozy but stubborn, that's the Taurus Moon. But it's coming to conjunct Uranus, and Uranus is spending 8 years in Taurus, and we have seen an unusual growth in earthquakes and movement since Uranus, the planet of change, went into an Earth sign. We also are feeling that as Saturn and the South Node and Pluto go close together, and they separate, they're going to go close again together in Capricorn. We expect from now through December, when that aspect begins to separate, Saturn and Pluto, the continuation of earthquakes. I'm hoping that they continue at the rate, the small rate, where there's lots of small earthquakes rather than giant large ones. It's, if you go to USGS, you can see that ring of fire just lighting up around the Pacific every single day. It gives you the daily earthquake force. And from what I can see of these aspects, the more little ones we get, the better, because we don't want the tension to build up. Now, today, Mars forms a trine to Jupiter. So I've heard some wonderful stories of athletic events in the last 24 hours, even though I'm feeling kind of, I'll just sit here, thank you very much. But I just spoke to someone who did a 24-mile hike yesterday, or who feel like they're in this kind of healthy competition of pushing themselves to the personal best or coming in sweating from a workout. And that's that Jupiter trine, you know, Jupiter expands whatever it touches, and it's an exact trine to Mars, which can give us a little bit of energy. Now, the Sun and Mars in Leo, whenever you see planets go into Leo, you think fire has got a lot of energy. But I see the fire signs often work like cats. And that when they're working like cats, they rest when they can, and they get very lazy at some moments and very active in other moments. So it's an interesting paradox between that super activity. And so what I'm seeing now with the Sun and Mars in Leo is that when people get excited or outraged, they have this energy to charge. But they can go through long, lazy spells where the hammock looks pretty good. And that's kind of totally appropriate. While Mercury is still retrograde, it goes direct on July 31st. And until then, if we can review, revise, revisit anything that begins RE, we'll be better off. But with Mercury retrograde in Cancer, our thoughts might be turning to family issues and people from our past, and, you know, ways of changing our home around so it feels better, ways of changing our country around so it feels better, because the Cancerian domesticity also refers to our sense of homeland and how we define patriotism. And it could be, I love my country enough to really believe it needs overhauling, or, you know, the love it or leave it people. There's no agreement on what that means, but still our thoughts can turn to home, homeland, family, chosen family, and those that we are biologically stuck with, for better or for worse. And with those planets in Cancer, our thoughts are brought back to that tender place where we are where people get defensive easily if they don't feel accepted, but would rather be helpful to one another in general. Venus and Mars both recently opposed Pluto and have moved past that. Mercury is also retrograding back to oppose Pluto again, just barely, right before it turns direct on July 31st. It'll be within 2 degrees. So there may be some unfinished business or decisions that need to be made that you need to clean up around that time. But in general, the less we push, the more we take our time, the more we let summer set the pace. During this time, it's a good time to repair, and the better we are. I'll just say that. Don't push. Relax. Take it easy. Think of reggae music when you think of a rhythm, slow and hot, and take it easy. Certainly in those that are suffering from the huge heat waves the country has been going through, slow and easy with this Mercury retrograde, or people's tempers build up. Mars in Leo can bring out the hyperbole. Everything is awful, or if it's wonderful. I mean, it's a great time to go see performing arts, but that intensity of extremes can leave people, their tempers flare in an unusual way if they feel unsafe. But I would also say if you hear someone speaking in hyperbole and telling a terrible story and tell you how terrible it is, when you know they only just tripped a little bit and they didn't really hurt themselves, that they're expressing some emotional truth, that the hyperbole is full of it, but underneath it, it's an illustration. Think of it as an illustration for a feeling rather than a fact. Now, the person in our presidential office at the moment has Mars in Leo on the ascendant and is prone to that as a way of existence. And again, truth isn't the point, but trying to paint a picture with the hyperbole is. Most people with that Mars in Leo natally there are other places in the chart where you look to whether or not they stick to the truth, or they choose to use that way of illustrating their experience through the truth. Now, I'm going to give you my call-in number again. If the guests call in, 347-215-8881. And if you want to ask me a question, you raise your hand by hitting 1, and I will answer you in just a minute. And so we're looking at this week with some interesting energy fields that Jupiter Mars is asking us to achieve some personal best, but watch that tendency to be a little cranky around the edges. Today is the 24th. On Friday, Mars quincunxes Saturn, and that can be a somewhat irritating time, or we'll run into personal frustrations or feeling that our actions might be, our style might be cramped by logistics or delays or difficulties. So just kind of keep your sense of humor and try not running into authority figures directly at that point. Again, it's stubborn. Just kind of keep it steady and keep it moving. The moon goes into Gemini over the weekend, lets us communicate more. Venus heads into Leo, which is sort of the heart of party season, on the 27th. And for the, performing arts, you might find there's a few mistakes in how they speak this week, but that can be kind of entertaining. But we're heading into the time when performances really sing during Leo season. People come to the bat with all their heart in place. Next, on the 29th, the sun squares Uranus, and there's a restlessness, a need for a change, or a really feeling like something's got to shift. But that's early next week. So I'm going to take a call, and then we'll come back and look at the future aspects if we have time. Hello, 917-863, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. I'm calling. Well, we'll give you my birthday. It's 5/17/75.
5/17/1975?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. In time?
1:17 a.m.
1:17 a.m. And where?
Mm-hmm. In the Bronx, New York.
Bronx. Mm-hmm. And what's your question?
I've been having a lot of financial challenges, and the past 2 months have been extremely challenging. I thought things would have gotten better, but I feel they're starting to move a little bit better, but I'm still having some challenges. I have a part-time job. Things are moving, but I kind of need things to move a little quicker. Do you see any changes coming up soon?
Okay, let's take a look. And again,
okay,
when people are trying to make a change in Mercury's retrograde, it can be difficult.
Yeah,
you know, Mercury's got another week there, and it may be that a lot of the seeds that you've planted over the last, you know, applications you've put out, contacts you've
mm-hmm.
made, suddenly come into place, you know, the first week of August, the second week of August.
Okay.
In general, your progressed moon has entered the house of finances, your second house, about 5 months ago, and it's in Pisces. So you're feeling a lot. You know, there's a just, it's a little tricky for the next few months. Your progressed moon, that you're being asked to really kind of refigure your finances in a way that is steadier in the long run.
Okay.
You look a bit like, in my chart, I tend to work very hard and try to pay the bills and hope the two match. I have Neptune in my second house.
Yes.
You don't look particularly financially organized. That's not why you do things. I mean, the sun in Taurus wants stability. The moon in Leo loves beautiful things. But the rest of your chart doesn't tend to be motivated by money. So you have to find... To get that financial security, you have to find something that you love and do that, and that brings you money. But if you do something for money, it often it doesn't quite scratch the itch, and it's not a stable job. So what do you, if you could, but your progressed sun is on Venus in the fifth house. You're such a creative person, and people like dealing with you. It looks like your personality is one of the things that you bring to bear. Like, you cannot have a job where you're not supposed to talk to people, because your gift is being able to talk to people, right?
So
if you get a job where you're supposed to, like, if they say shut up and don't do and just work, it's not going to work.
Right.
Go ahead.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. I'm considering going back to school in a few months.
Yes.
Do you think that that would be
absolutely great? And what are you thinking of going back to school for?
Well, now I'm in the health field. I'm doing like registering patients, and I'm considering maybe doing ultrasound technician or MRI technician or something like that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Again, that's a great example of when you do something for others, you and, you know, it's a healing job, and you're being able to make them comfortable. Is part of your work, you're supposed to talk to them, then you get paid for doing, you know, making, helping people and making them feel better and coming to understand something. Because communication is one of your gifts. And so I think you're great in that, you know, you've got the, both the moon and the Saturn in the sixth house of health and service. So you're in the right field. You know, some form, I would have said, healthcare, you know, social work, something where you're being helpful to people is would be fit you naturally, and where your job is to communicate and educate. And so if you're doing MRI or ultrasound or anything like that, your job is to help them feel comfortable and to help them understand what they're going through. And you're naturally very empathic. So for the next two years, Saturn's going through your second house of through your 12th house, which is institutions and organizations. But it can often feel when Saturn's in the 12th house, which is sort of also our hidden self, it's where the sun is the first few hours after sunrise, that you would not, that it's hard for people to see your work, that you tend to work behind the scenes rather than in front of the scenes when Saturn's in the 12th house. So it's going to be there for about 2.5 years. And if you go back to school, that's perfect timing. It comes, you go, you do your training, and then when it comes into the first house, you're ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
And you'll be speaking up in, your progressed moon has been in Pisces for about 2 years, and you've been feeling so much and haven't felt particularly secure. Right? You know,
that's
things have been changing so much. And you've been like a progressed moon will spend 2.5 years in a sign. And it talks about our general mood and what we're experiencing and, you know, what the flavor of our life is like, what we're being asked to learn from. And you've been learning through sensitivity, but also insecurity. And now, and recently, 5 months ago, it ended your house of, because Pisces isn't so certain. It's creative, it's delicate, it's sensitive, but it's not always sure. And it's just entered the house of material resources. So it looks like about 5 months ago, money started getting, whenever the moon touches something, it goes through phases like the moon does. So right now your finances are going through phases. And that will cure also in about 2.5 years when you get out of school, if you go through this program, when Saturn's in the first house, and the progressed moon's in the third house, you're out there, you know, rocking the world.
That's
also,
such a long time,
I know, but even in 7 months, your progressed moon, 6 months, your progressed moon will move out of Pisces and into Aries, and you'll feel like you have a lot more confidence, and you'll feel like, well, I can take on the world, I can do this. You know, you've gotten into school, you've been doing it for a while, and you're like, okay, I can do this. I got this. And you'll feel better once you feel, so we can just get you through the next 6 months with, you know, piecing together your economic situation, knowing that it's going through phases, but the insecurity that it's bringing is pushing you to go back to school. And if you go back to school, you'll be in a better financial position for the rest of your life.
Well,
so that's often what happens is it's you probably wouldn't necessarily push yourself into school if everything was hunky-dory and easy. I think they love you at your job. I think you're doing a great job, and you might find that you're picking up more and more hours there.
This is true. This is very true. It's part-time, but I am working extra hours,
Notice that. And that I think you moved comfortably into a more like three-quarter time position there, which would be perfect while you're going to school.
Okay.
Let them know.
Wait
until Mercury turns direct, the first week of August. But let them know I'm interested in expanding my hours here if you need it.
That's funny. I actually did that yesterday and today.
Wonderful.
But I'll kind of wait a little while.
And then wait until August 1st and tell them again.
Okay.
or after August 1st. So, you know, because right now I think they're dealing with a lot of crazy things too. But I think you're really showing up. And, and you know, all the snafus they're going through, that you're proving yourself you're a good team player. You know how to say, like, we're all in this together. And although you've got that steadiness of the sun and moon and fixed signs, your Mercury is in Gemini. So you think fast on your feet. If someone says, look, I'm going to throw you a fastball, you catch it. So, if, you know, you're on intake in the front end of the hospital and suddenly 20 people show up, you'll take a deep breath and cope where other people might panic.
That's exactly
and
what
I think
I
they're
going to
see that.
That's amazing.
You,
can I ask you another
that's a real
question?
Skill here.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm having some issues health-related with my legs, with my circulation. It usually happens around
with your circulation
my cycle.
And your legs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to stay as active as possible, but I'm just wondering, could it be that Pisces
progression going? How's your lower back?
Going?
Yeah, because your progressed Saturn
mm-hmm.
is in Cancer in the sixth house, and Saturn has to do with work, but it also has
okay.
to do with the bones in our lower in our back.
I did have a back pain over the eclipse.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
you might find that there's something about, like, the nerve energy isn't quite, like, you're, you know, a chiropractor might help on that, or
okay. mm-hmm.
acupuncture, that it's, that what's happening in your legs is because of what's happening on your back, and it's just a little off.
Mm.
Do you get up and move around in your busy day?
I do. And every morning I get up, I meditate, I do yoga. I'm not like a, you know, I don't practice, like, as much as I should, and I dance, but not as much
None
as I should.
None of us do. Don't
so,
worry about it, honey.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm just like...
But that's good, and that's what I'm seeing is that I wouldn't want you to push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to hurry on anything. Like, hard workouts aren't the point. But if you can... remember to kind of like build the habit of, I never sit still for long. I get up, I walk around my desk, I sit down every half hour. Just
yes.
watch that you don't stay in one position for too long.
Okay.
Because that's, I think, the first part with the Saturn issues that are coming up. The progressed moon in Pisces would ask me, do you have any food sensitivities or...
Okay.
Yeah, that the food sensitivities and your digestive system might be being a little off, and we want to support you with really excellent nutrition. Like, the busier you get, the more you need to eat really good food.
Mm.
And so
that was challenging
have,
with the finances, so that was kind of
absolutely.
Hard to, yeah,
but,
past month.
You know,
mm-hmm.
beans, rice, and vegetables. You know, you want to.
Yeah.
You can keep it cheap, and keep it so that you have some of the basics, but you're not eating the foods that you should not eat, and
mm-hmm.
you have a little bit of that you feel cared for. And I know it's hard
okay.
to do without when finances are tight, but sometimes, you know, having lived at the low end myself, it sometimes
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get to a natural food store and get bulk grains and bulk beans and a few, you know, vegetables on the cheap scent side and make a good dinner.
That's true.
And
that
have extras
true.
For the next couple of days. And that's it just feels like there's something about getting enough nutrition, especially the
mm-hmm.
B vitamins, and the circulation from movement. The lower back, we want to gentle on your lower back and the circulation. But I would say to look for.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And of course, always, you know, trust your own intuition and check with the doctors first over me.
Right.
But this is
right.
what I'm seeing in the astrological.
Okay. Wow. I so appreciate you every time I speak with you. You're very helpful. All of you are very helpful and it just helps calm me. And I think listeners can agree too. It just kind of helps us, like, okay, keep moving forward,
well,
you know, with that wisdom.
I'm so glad. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We love our work and we're happy to share that. So I'm going to say
okay.
goodbye to you and I'm going
okay.
to say goodbye to everybody else too. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, everybody, play it cool. Move slowly and steadily, keep that rhythm going, and watch out for the minor snafus. Keep your sense of humor any way you can. When things go wrong, you can laugh at the Mercury retrograde follies rather than get totally exasperated. If anything tense comes up between you and a beloved, check to make sure you heard it right, check to make sure they heard it right. And take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Take care, Heather. Bye-bye.